Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help, and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Yeah, that is right here, right now. Dr. Sharon Martin, I'm Dr. Pat. This is The Healing Hour. And yes, take down that phone number, because when you hear The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, right, bridging the mystical and scientific, it is a live call-in show. Even though we are going to talk about a number of things, what I want everybody to know is that throughout this show, you know, if something strikes you, if you want to find out and literally get a sense of what may be going on with you and how to get a solution during this show, 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, today's episode, Breaking an Energetic Pattern in Relationships, that is a 1-800-930-2819. That is a call-in show, because what we're about to take on today is we are in relationship with every other human being. And sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the puck. Doc Martin, look, you are somebody that has created this beautiful way to, first of all, accelerate all of our learning about maximum medicine, but more importantly, for us to truly live the lives we're meant to live. And we have all got some wounding. Talking about that, how does today's episode topic, this energetic pattern in relationships, right? How does this really overlay itself just about on everybody?
And not only does it lay itself, it lays itself on everybody, but how we're going to break this down can work for any kind of pattern. And this is really inspired. Who was it last month, Pat? Was it his name Derek or Daryl from South Africa? And
he said
he got into a relationship and boom, it turns out just like the last one, and boom, and then just like the last one. Of course, none of it good. And there he is alone, not even wanting to try again, because it keeps ending up in the same place. And I talked to him about the fact that there's likely an old imprint at play. Well, afterwards, my girlfriend, I have a confession. I'll confess this to everybody.
Okay.
My girlfriend said to me, she said, "I liked your show, but you didn't tell him anything." I said, "What do you mean I didn't tell him anything?" She said, "Well, it sounded like you might have wanted to tell him, well, here's a little teaser, but now you have to call me up and spend a lot of money to get the fix." And I said, "Well, that's not what I intended." She said, "Well, you didn't tell him what to do." So I think his name was Derek from South Africa. This show is because of you. So apologies if I left you hanging.
Right.
And I have to say, when we talk about this, I'll give you the steps and I will be the first one to say, this is hard to do by yourself. It's hard to do by yourself because you may not have the awareness that an outside observer would have, and you may not have the discipline to stay put and stay really fixated on this. But anyway, let's break down the steps.
Go for it. I know. I got to have a drink too. Hold on.
Oh my.
Let me just get my.
Well, look, you know, I've had a couple of months of taking care of sick patients, and you do everything you can not to get it, and then you get it. Oh, well.
Well, that's why I look at this. I'm drinking my own concoction.
You've got your own brew. Yeah. Matcha and the whole works and mushroom. All right, you guys. So here is my best way to break down the do-it-yourself way to find a pattern. And we're going to talk about this from the energetics of a relationship pattern. So how many times, and I'm going to assume everybody, at least once in your life, had a relationship that had a bad outcome. What happens, though, is this comes again and again. And you end up being attracted to the same type of person, and it ends up the same terrible way. So this will be the how I want to break it down, and we'll use each of the segments to talk about the four pieces. And you can listen to this again, because if you're able to do this yourself, you don't need an energy healer. You can do this yourself. And I do admit that it would be hard to do, and sometimes having someone else guide you is easier. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my story, just by the way.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm really great. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I'm really great. I can work with other people like in a nanosecond, right? Well, you know that I've worked with you.
Right.
But when it comes to me, I have learned I'm not that good. So I have to really go out here and say, I need this coach for this. I need this coach. Just if for nothing else, Doc Martin, to point something out to me. And I don't think I'm alone with that. So, you know, what you're saying is beautiful. Here's something for you all to try. And if that doesn't work, don't give up. I'm here to help you.
Right. Because the truth is, it's really hard to stay disciplined in looking inside ourselves. And the truth is, if we could see our cracks in our foundation, we would have fixed them a long time ago. And it's easier for an outsider to go, you know, remember, what is that? Judge Judy, or, you know, do you see the S or the L, or anyway? It's really easy for an outside observer who doesn't know you from Adam to go, you know, click, I can see that right away. So the first step is when you are aware that you're in the middle of a pattern, when you're aware, you know, this same thing happens. And something I always tell people is, you have the same problem happening to you with multiple people. Stop and think, what's your common denominator?
Right.
Common denominator is probably you. You have to drop a little bit of ego and get a little bit of humility to say, you know, it's probably something with me. So the first step is awareness. How do you get aware about a pattern? Well, you have to be ready to say, this has happened too many times. I don't want it to happen anymore. Be willing to admit that it's not going the way you want it to. And then be willing with dropping your ego, get a little humility. Maybe there's something deeper at work here. So you meet somebody and all of a sudden, boom, you're off to the races. You think it's the greatest. It feels the greatest. This is it. Match made in heaven. Cosmic. God dropped him in your lap. Well, if you're that quickly catapulted, it's probably triggered an old energetic imprint. And that hits your energy field and starts a cascade of emotions and of feelings. If it's zooming like that, you might just have an imprint. Now, does that mean it's going to turn out badly? No, but it is triggering you. So if you've had five of them start the same way and end up badly, wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
Find that place in your body where you feel it. Because undoubtedly, that's the place in your energy field, this imprint, I kind of call it the docking station. It's like you're the mother spaceship, and you've got these incoming little baby spaceships coming in, the little mini sub things that went out there to land on the docking station. you've got to have the Velcro and the link up for that docking. So that feeling's coming in, that energy that person's giving you is coming in. It's hitting your energy field in that same old place and triggering the doors open, wham, the whole thing. That place in your energy field where the imprint exists is the place that you've got to become aware. That's the place that later you're going to clear. And it's the physicality of that, where you feel it. For me, when I'm in a situation that turns out badly, I almost always, especially if I reflect backward, have a place where in my gut, and it's usually my left upper side of my gut, I get this not so good feeling. Now, I used to get it a lot before shaman training. And then during my training, we were trained to remove energetic debris. And this person, one of my classmates, had never met me before, said, "I feel something in this part of your body." I'm going, "That's my left upper body. Interesting.
Wow."
And she found a knife. Now, I didn't say, "Oh, that's a place I always feel something." I go, sure, right. Mm. You know, I don't believe you. This is, you know, I'm new in my training. How could she feel a knife? And so she starts to describe it. And as she describes it, I finish the description out loud to her. Wow. Because I start to see it. And she had drawn it down on a piece of paper, and we had both started to see it, and we both saw the same thing. Well, I'm telling you that after she removed that, I had 90% reduction in that feeling. So there are real places from past lives, from this life, where things reside that trigger that they're old traumas. So you have to, step number one, awareness, willingness to look, and then find the physicality of it. So does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah, it
Pat?
Does.
Is that following?
Yeah, it does. Because we know, right? You know, we have a sense, or at least for me, it may not show up the same way for everyone. But first of all, one of the things I take away from this that you're talking about is awareness and understanding that each of us has the absolute capability to be aware. Because Doc Martin, I know you know, and I know I've worked with so many people, you know, over my career who don't believe that they have the ability to be aware of something. And yet they can tell you from 1 minute to the next how something feels, let me just say the word, off. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened? Where, you know, somebody will come in to see you and they'll say, "You know, I can't exactly pinpoint, but I really feel off."
Right.
Something feels off.
And that may be the level of your awareness at first, but that's real awareness. Yep.
Yeah. And then part of this is once you're aware, then there's this question, now what? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how that aha moment is something that's built into all of us. And what Doc Martin has done in looking at this is not just, like she said, saying, "Hey, blah, blah, blah is going on," but what do you do about it? Now that you're aware of it, where do you go with
what comes that? Next?
Yeah. So like, all right, now what? Let's take a short break. When we come back, it's going to be Now What Plus with Dr. All Sharon right. Martin in the Healing Hour. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences, one-on-one coaching, to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And you are listening to The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, Dr. Pat. Today, we're talking about breaking an energetic pattern in relationships. And by the way, if you're on Facebook, type in your question, and that's facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio. We'll make sure that Zach is monitoring that. He'll make sure we get your questions up here. Also, if you want to call in and you want to chat with us about this and get some help and how to break energetic pattern in relationships. And by the way, this is not just love relationships. This could be a relationship with your boss, with your family member. Give us a shout right now, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out more about Doc Martin, go check her out at drsharonmartin.com. drsharonmartin.com. Also, we'll tell you in a little bit how you can call her on her 800 number, schedule your session, and much more. Look, you're talking about a way for people to understand this process. Tell us a little bit about that, Doc Martin, if you could.
So in my studies of energy medicine and then trying to put together my teaching program and trying to put a structure, because I realized that it's the same energetic process, the big picture, there's the same flow. And so I kind of made a little model I kind of picked the pieces apart. And that's what we're talking about today is for any problem, you have to have the awareness of the problem. Then you have to allow some help from your higher self. We'll talk about that next. And then you've got to act on where the error is.
Yeah.
And then once you've fixed it, you've got to maintain the fix. So I call that affirming. So you allow, you aware, then you allow, then you act, and then you affirm. So we're using relationships today as the issue that I want to offer to you guys. And if you don't figure it all out now, you can listen to this again.
Yeah.
And you might need help because it's very hard to be our own self-critic and our own independent observer. So we talked first about being aware. Well, once you're aware, and the real trick is to be aware of where that pattern, where that feeling when you're about to undertake, you're about to whoosh off down the road to this pattern that ends up badly. Find the place in your body that you feel it, because that's undoubtedly in your energy field where the imprint lives.
Yeah.
But then you need bigger help, because if your human mind could figure it out, it would have figured it out by now, and you wouldn't have been in this recurrent poor outcome all the time. That way to allow takes quiet time and contemplation. If you're a meditator, this is a meditative space. I don't usually do very well sitting still all the time meditating unless it's guided. But I do like to be out in nature and sit and be quiet. That's when you need to get your help to come in. So what is your help? So not everybody believes in spirit. Not everybody believes in God. I hope you believe in your higher selves. You may believe in your oversoul or spirit guides or angels or God, whatever is something that is transported outside of your human mind that can make tricks and go wild. That's where you get them to come in, the bigger guys to come in. And in that quiet time, visualize your energy field. That's usually an egg-shaped space around you about a foot out. For people who are more aware, that's been pushed out more. And allow your higher perspective to see the place where that pattern starts, because that's the place where the trigger landed in your energy field. Now, one thing I want to say here is you may not figure that out in one episode. In fact, you probably won't. I just always go back to the readings I've done about a Lakota Sioux elder named Frank Fool's Crow, who's my hero. I never met him. I've read a few books about him, but he's my hero. He was a master shamanic energy healer.
Wow.
And his clients would come to him out on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and they would come out to literally to the outback of South Dakota and go to his teepee, and they would stay there with him for 4 days. And later, when he was telling his techniques to a Lutheran minister who wrote books about him, the minister said, "Why did it take 4 days? You know, how come it was always 4 days?" And Frank Fool's Crow said something to the effect of, "It's not God's work that takes 4 days. It's the 4 days for the client to get into the space of being allowing that work to happen."
Mm-hmm.
And in energy medicine, we talk about we need to be in the space to raise our vibration to meet that of spirit. So when you sit to meditate, to visualize your energy field, to the place that you get triggered by, that's going to take time, because you have to be in the flow, in the vibe, allow that higher perspective to do the work, to do the seeing. And you're looking for that place in your energy field. However you see it, it may be a blip in that beautiful, shiny tapestry around you. You may see it as a firm object, but you know, you'll have a knowing where that trigger place is.
Wow.
And that's what this allow process is. That's the second part of this model that I've made, that you're aware and now you allow your higher perspective to find it. Do you follow with that, Pat?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is what you're talking about, is there's this first part where we become aware, right?
Right.
But what happens a lot of times is we go from aware to some kind of, let me leapfrog ahead over here, to some kind of, let me, my language, quick fix, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, now I'm aware, I just want to be done with it.
Right,
but there's
right.
the middle part that you do that not many people do, and it is allow. It is this thing where you don't literally go crazy judging yourself, making yourself a bad person, making somebody else a bad, right? You don't do that. But you go to the place where you step into this space,
right.
You know, that is mm-hmm. truly the connection between, you know, the cognitive, the mental, and the heart. And
true.
That is such an important step. And if we don't go from the level of awareness, which also could be emotional, right?
Right, right.
And we don't step into this beautiful neutral space, so to speak.
Non-judgmental, yeah.
Non-judgmental, we're not going to get to the healing.
That's exactly right, because I don't believe that lasting healing comes from any place except the loving, non-judgmental, higher, godlike space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you have to take enough time to allow your awareness to lift up out of, face it, we humans are multi-talented and amazing, but sometimes we're not as high and non-judgmental as we need to be for lasting fixes.
Yep.
And so it's going to take time for us to sit and sort of float to that space. And I like to do it if I link up with my spirit guides, because yeah, that gives me a place to aim for, to lift into. And if you can feel them, give them the job of looking and helping you see it, they're going to see with that loving heart, non-judgmental eyes.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of look you need.
It's a reconnecting, right?
Correct.
It's a remembering. Reconnecting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, look, it would be great for all of us that live in a, you know, that live in the cell phone world, and we get the thing and we're like, da, 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 da. We send out a text message, and the next thing we know, 2 seconds pass, we don't get a response. 2 seconds pass, we don't get a response. Well,
oh yeah. Or going through the profile on the Match app and swipe and swipe, and then you swipe and that, you know, moving on. Right. Yeah. This is a slowdown.
That's it.
This is a slowdown. And that's why oftentimes people need an energy healer to help them.
That's
because
right.
You give up that rat race when you go to someone and you're in that, you give yourself that 1 hour, 2 hour, whatever, quiet time. It's critical, I think.
Yeah, it is very critical. One of the things we'll talk about when we come back from break is, now that you're aware and now you're in this beautiful space of allow, right? Some
right.
people call it really, really peaceful. Other people say, man, I'm getting a whole bunch of things churning up here. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Doc Martin about, now that we've gotten these two beautiful steps under our belt, we want to know, all right, what do we need?
Where's the meat? Where's the beef?
Where's
in our vegan world? Where's the beef?
In our vegan world, get me the meatless chicken wings. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're gonna get the fix, because there is a component of this that Doc Martin has created so that you know that the end is near for at least this one thing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Yep. This is the Healing Hour, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to give us a shout, you got something ailing you in the relationship arena. And what I mean by that is any relationship, whether it's a relationship of a loved one or it's something going on in your family, or I got to tell you, like for me, when I was in the workplace, the boss thing really got to me. 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you want to chat with Dr. Sharon Martin, what's the phone number folks can call for that?
If you guys want to call me, it's 833-940-1882.
One more time.
833-940-1882.
All right. And you'll be able to get Doc Martin and certainly her new website, drsharonmartin.com. Check it out. Very, very cool. We're going to be adding everything we're talking about today will be added there. You'll get to see her entire process of not only the process she's talking about today, but in about a week, you'll get to see the elements and what she's created to make sure that all these aspects of healing are integrated so that each of us can live our best lives. Now, give us a refresher. This is a four-part.
This is a four-part. Yep. So as I said at the beginning, this was prompted by a listener that my girlfriend thought I didn't quite tell him enough of how to fix a pattern that he was experiencing. So this is a four-part process for you to break a pattern that usually has an energetic imprint. The first is to be aware of it, and that's usually a physical feeling. We talked about that. You can listen to the archived podcast again later. Then you've got to allow your helpers to come in, and that's your higher perspective at the very least. Bigger than you, bigger than your the turmoil in your human mind. Because if we could have fixed it in the human mind condition, we would have fixed it already.
Yeah.
So you gotta go to a higher perspective.
Yeah.
And in shaman energy work, or especially Peruvian shamanism, we say taking it to eagle or even to Inca, higher than eagle. Now we're on the fix. So this is the act, and then next phase we'll tell you about is the affirm to really make the fix stick. So here's the act. Again, you've got to be in that quiet, contemplative place where you can visualize and observe. And that's usually a quiet enough place that you've floated out of your typical human blah, 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 blah. And you've got a non-judgmental, loving, higher than your usual human mind perspective. And as Pat says, that's heart energy, which is absolutely true. So that connection of bringing your heart energy to your thinking, and that's usually energetically above you. Whether or not you believe in God, angels, the spirit world, your spirit helpers, I personally have spirit guides. I have a blue light, cobalt blue light, that is my guy. Yeah. But anyway, you have seen it in your physical nature. You have seen it in your energy field. You've become aware now with allowing your helpers to help you see this place on your energy field where you get triggered by incoming energies that starts a cascade into your physicality, and off you are to the races to join up with the same kind of guy. I've done this before, that turns out to be the same kind of guy that there was before. And right. It didn't turn out so great. But you're finding that, and again, I call it a docking station for an incoming energy. It's docking on to your, you remember in the starship in, way back when we had, anyway, I was just thinking of beam me up, Scotty. But anyway, that attachment point, that imprint that is Velcro for those kinds of incoming energies, you've got to remove that. If you're working with a shamanic healer, that's an extraction. But I'm going to tell you that you yourself can do it with your higher perspective and with your helpers. You've got to physically visualize where that place is and clean it. Any way you can see yourself cleaning it and removing it. Clean it and removing it. And as you're seeing that, you may also see where it has impacted your physicalness and your body chemistry and your cellular. So you are with strong intention in this phase. Again, loving, not judgmental. This doesn't serve me. I'm going to remove it. I'm going to remove it. Just make motions, visualize, but make motions to actually clear it out of your field. And that is going to be the hard part, because you're going to go, flip back into your human mind and go, I can't believe this is happening. I'm such a dummy. Why did I let this? None of that stuff. Just clear this thing, clear it away, take it out. No more imprint here. And just find yourself cleaning up your field. Field is a tapestry, multiple light lines. Find yourself reweaving it to make it a clean. You've pulled this thing out. There's a rip in your field. Seal it up. Re-sew it. Reweave it. So that's the act. Non-judgmental, heart-centered, strong intention. Strong intention. And intention to make this lasting. Not just pull a little bit off and rip the scab off. And again, it's an imprint. It might need an extraction. You might feel it very solid. However you feel it, it might have tentacles going down closer to you. Take it all out. You have one of the things that I've been learning a lot about spiritual law. You have ultimate authority over your own energy field. You have the total command of saying, you're not me. You go. You are not me. I'm sorry, but you can't stay. So that's the strong intention. Does that follow, Pat?
Yeah.
Pat, I mean, we're talking about act.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. I think sometimes we think we're kind of bystanders in our own life, right? You know, we watch these events that happen, you know, especially if we put it in the context of now we're aware, we've entered this space of allow, right? And now there's a call to action. There's a call to action. And a lot of times what I think might happen is we even go through allow. But when it gets time for us to literally do something and to act in a way that's going to heal something, right?
We cave, or we think we're not good enough to do it, or
we ask our friends, we ask our family, is this the right thing that I should do? We lose all our power. We lose it all. And yep. I think what you're saying, I love the way you described it, is where you have to close it up, you know, and sometimes mm-hmm. things get open again, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they get open again. But in the end, when we think about it, like, look, if it gets open again, go back. You've now become aware. Get back into it and allow, right?
Yep.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, stitch it up, tape it up, glue it together, whatever it takes.
And I think you said something really important, because so many times, especially when it feels like this is a pattern that we're out of control, that we have no control over, it happens to us. The attraction hits us, and there we go, hooking up again. And then they're a controller, an abuser.
Yep.
We do have control, and we do have the power, and it is our field. And so and that's why I think having your higher self or your spirit guides help, because they know our power, and they know it with a loving presence. And so there'll be a lot of help here to keep you on the straight and narrow of, wait a second, don't waffle here. Don't cave. Now, one of the things that might make you cave is, well, if I take that away, what do I have? Because sometimes that's all we have, is those familiar patterns, even when they hurt us. And that's our next step, is when we talk about affirm, to make sure that the fix stays fixed. Because when you are working with power and you're taking away an imprint that's been there a long time, you could easily go, well, why would I want to get rid of that? It's been mine for so long, you know?
I think we should skip the next break, because I think this is such an important part, Doc Martin, that we've come
through. Let's not break it up. Let's keep
rolling with it. Because I think the thing, I just got an instant message question for you, and
cool.
it really does tap into this.
Okay.
It says, hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Doc. What do you do when it is not a love relationship, but it's a family member? And this is from Tony. I'm not sure if Tony is a man or a woman, but it doesn't matter, because it's a great question. What do you do if this is a relationship with a family member? And, you know, let me just come out of the gate and say this. These are the relationships that, if you do nothing else, what Doc Martin is saying about this is take yourself through the process. Because I think that when we're dealing with love, you know, love people, what? Yeah, okay, divorce. I'm just saying that might be something that happens. Mm-hmm. But here we have a brother. Here we have a sister. Let's say they're not treating you well, right? And Tony, if you want to send me more specific. We could still use this process, right?
Well, I think one thing that I want to talk about, a little bit of the underpinnings of this.
Yep.
So many times, as we're brought up, and it happens a lot with families before we enter into relationships with other people, we are taught to feel that we have to be entwined, that we have to, in a sense, absorb a family member's stuff in order to be a loving member, in order to be a good family member. And what happens is that their energy fields negatively impact us, tap into us, take our power, extract, leave us whole, so our own personal power drains off. But we've been led to believe that interaction, because it's our family, is right and proper. And we also have this underneath belief that if we were to do this extraction, to do this disconnect, that means we don't love them, or that we don't want to be a part of the family. And I think we have to be very, very specific in our description of this, because wanting your own personal energy field does not mean you're shunning somebody, that you're not going to interact with them, that you're not going to love them, but it is saying, this is my space and it is your space. It is your personal seat of power and it does not belong to anybody else and it does not deserve to be sucked on, your energy sucked on by anybody else.
Right.
But that's a hard thing when you've been conditioned as a kid to allow another member of your family to come in, maybe by abuse, maybe by constantly, you know, giving you non-compliments, criticisms. So this extraction does not mean that you are cutting yourself off, but you are cutting off the energetic entanglement that doesn't belong, that should not be there. And then you have to learn, and that's the last part of this, is to learn how to keep now new boundaries.
Yeah.
So that is a very hard thing, especially if you're a kid and you've been brought up to believe that your older brother, because he was sick for years, that you have to let him take all your toys or constantly step into your private place or to come in and read your diary, or all of those are energetic intrusions and they don't belong. And it's okay that they don't belong. They're not supposed to belong. You're not supposed to entangle your energy field that way. But it is hard when it is a member of your family because it comes with a whole lot of conditioning.
Yeah. You know, I think that one of the things that we're also talking about here too, and let's talk about affirm again, because, you know, aware, right? Allow,
right?
Act and affirm. And nowhere in any of this does it say that if you are in a relationship with any number of people, that you are on the receiving side of some form of abuse. Those decisions, albeit hard, nobody else can make them. And I think what you're talking about is different aspects of relationships have different solutions. This is not a one size fits all for healing.
Right. And the affirm part of this is, once you've done that hard work of extracting, that whole dynamic of the relationship's going to change. Family member, boyfriend, girlfriend, boss, coworker. It's going to change and it's going to feel unsettling, not only to you, but to them. So there's going to be this flurry, especially if somebody has been literally sucking your energy. There's going to be a flurry trying to get back in for having lost that disconnect. And so the hardest part is going to be maintaining those clean boundaries. And especially if it feels empty, because we no longer have somebody's tentacles in there sucking our life force, or we've literally cut the cord, that's going to feel weird. So this is a hard step also, is to keep from being re-intruded on and to generate our own, here comes the higher self and the spirit guides to help you.
Yep.
Generate your own internal light and power to fill those empty spaces, to fill your field back up from the inside out. That's the affirm step.
Mm. You know, first of all, thank you for walking through this. And I know we've simplified this today for folks, but it is a process that you use, right?
Yes.
And it is something where when we look at this, we can really look at it in any aspect of our lives. And maybe I'm looking at a particular relationship I have today and I go through it. I may not feel the same tomorrow. It may be a different aspect of it because I've literally gone through it and I've healed some part.
Correct.
Right. And what's your experience about going through it? You've healed a part, but now this is up. Now this new thing pops up. It's like a really large onion.
It is a really large onion. And, you know, imprints that have existed in multiple lifetimes, so a pattern that gets triggered over and over, it's not going to simply be gone. It's going to take perseverance. And you can walk it through again and clean it up again, and walk it through again and clean it up again, because that kind of intention, and you're setting a new habit from inside out. You're setting a new rule for yourself that has changed the whole dynamic of how your energy field interacted before.
Yeah.
When you've decided that you're not, let's take an abusive relationship. When you've decided you are no longer going to let that person tangle in your field, suck your energy, take away your personal power, that's going to take thinking to keep saying, I'm different, I'm different, and expand your own light outward to fill your energy field. So it's okay. It's like quitting smoking. I've never been a smoker, but the smokers that I know who have quit, it's taken many times. Anything that you're doing that's been there a long time, it's going to take work, and it's going to take, so it's patience from a loving heart space, non-judgment, clean it up. It's not ever going to be as bad as it was, because you have put your awareness and your intention and your highest perspective on it. So every step will get easier, and it won't go away the first time. It's okay. It doesn't matter. You're on it. And I believe you can do it.
Yeah. You know, if you ever talk to somebody that has smoked, and I smoked for, I don't know, maybe 30 years of my life, right? Well, maybe not that long. But if you talk to anybody that does it, all you need to do is be around smoke, and it automatically triggers something. The minute that you decide, I'm just going to have one,
down the rabbit hole.
It's down the rabbit hole. And mm-hmm. I think it is like that with relationships, maybe at a different level, but it could be like that with relationships. The point is this: there's some scenarios that people can't leave. You need a job, you're in work, not easy to leave for whatever reason. This is a way for people to understand that they could heal, and they can be in a world where they're not as hit as hard, right, about the situation. And I think that's really part of the game plan, isn't it?
It is, because you don't have to quit your job.
Right.
You don't have to never talk to your family again.
Yeah.
But you change your dynamic of your energy field, and their attempts to interact, to intrude, don't work anymore. It changes the whole game, and you have the control and the power.
Yeah. And look, this is important for a lot of reasons. One, yes, it's about relationships, but we now know about wounding of this kind and how it affects our bodies physically and our attraction for illness and disease, right? I mean, we now are getting the science on those connections.
Right.
And what I think you're offering people is, let's give your whole self, this life and maybe others, some relief from this.
Well, that is the maximum medicine that I'm all about, because you can really come at this from an energy way and fix the physical outcome. So this same pattern can go through as if you're doing a habit that actually brings out bad physicality in you. Well, having a troublesome relationship impacts you physically. We know that too. But I'm about giving us the maximum medicine you guys can have. And it doesn't mean always taking pills or going to a psychologist or hypnotherapy, although all of those are work and they're great. So listen to this again when it's the archive podcast and take the steps. It's hard work. You're going to have to sit and meditate and really, really have intention. But again, as my girlfriend said, you didn't give them any tools. Well, here are the tools. So there, Linda, if you're listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, for candid, honest conversations.
to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.